I had a very interesting discussion here with a couple of jazz guys, and we got over into Stravinsky's reaching into jazz. What was it, Dumbarton Oaks?
Yeah.
And what, Ebony Concerto?
Yeah.
And they had a very different take on it. They said he thought he was writing jazz.
Stravinsky tried to write music that in many instances was completely free of the bar line. Meaning, for people who don't know bar lines, I mean, music is written and there are bar lines that designate certain units, and it is all usually quite regular and on some level, whether you want to or not, it imparts a certain form. And so composers like Stravinsky often wrote music that would strive to get away from those bar lines. The bar lines would still be there, but the feeling that he wanted this music to impart would be free of a certain regular pulse or meter. So when the Ebony Concerto or Dumbarton Oaks, which is even more complex, I think, is put in front of musicians, there are bar lines there, but the number of meters and pulses and indications of tempo changes and are so numerous and so complex, it's just very difficult to pull off unless you are a really fine, fine musician. And you can be a fine jazz musician, while you would not, within a few years, be able to master the rhythmical complexities that the Dumbarton Oaks has, or the Ebony Concerto. Then you would hear the piece and say, my gosh, this really grooves and this sort of really feels good. Because both pieces do. They really have a groove, they dance, they jive, right? It's just that at the base of the jive is this incredibly complex way of writing it that they have. In other words, Stravinsky didn't come at it from a free improv kind of style and let's jam on this sort of tune because it'll feel good. He creates great complex structures and then try to, like the Rite of Spring, Dans Sacrale, which is the ultimate boogie, but it is the most complex boogie also. You know? So he started from the other side.